Right. On that. Okay. Okay, my name's Tony. I'm an addict. Welcome to the December Hignor Area Service Committee. This specific meeting is relating to the car report. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read the service prayer first of all. God grant us the knowledge that we may act according to your divine precepts, instill in us a sense of your purpose, make us servants of your will, and grant us a bond of selflessness that may be truly your work, not ours, so that no addict anywhere need die from the horrors of addiction. Thank you very much, everyone. I think we can just have a quick roll call. My name's Tony. I'm an addict. I'm chair of the Area Service Committee and also the chair of the Thursday night illness and recovery meeting.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony. I'm Christine. I'm an addict. I am just beginning a vice chair of the ASC. And I represent the Tuesday lunchtime Step 11 meditation meeting.
Hello, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Thank you, Christine.
Hello, family. I'm an addict named Michael. I am the regional service. I'm the RCM for the Hygma group at Region. I'm also a GSR for the Tuesday night Ask It Basket meeting as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Hi, Michael. I'm an addict. My name's Steve. I'm kind of a web tech person and also of service to the Friday night and Saturday night meetings.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. Hi, everybody. I'm Ellie. I'm an addict. GSR for the Saturday night speaker meeting.
Hello.
Hi, Ellie.
Hello, Ellie. I'm an addict. My name is Jay.
Hi, Jay.
I'm one of the tech guys for Hygna and represent or do service in the Monday and Wednesday and Friday and Saturday meetings of Hygna.
Thank you for
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Okay, I think that's everyone's been able to voice themselves, so that's great. Okay.
Can I just let you guys know that I've had a message from Lisa this morning saying that she wasn't very well and sends her apologies.
Okay, big Thank hugs you. Back to Lisa. I'll send her a message after the meeting. Okay, this is where I'm going to need a little bit of help. Now, first of all, this specific discussion is regarding the car report. And, you know, I'll give an example for me. I'm looking today, it's like at the moment we've got two GSRs available. So my question to the group is, for example, the group that I'm chair of on the Thursday evening, we don't have a GSR. However, we do have a small following that believe that's their home group. Now, this is a bit difficult for me, is that as I'm the chair of the Area Service Committee, I'd like to take the conscience of the group on the Thursday evening regarding this report. And would everyone be okay with that?
I'm okay with it. Probably the question to ask Tony is, anybody not okay with it?
Right.
Yeah, true. Very true, Steve. Yeah. Is anyone
sorry, Tony, I didn't quite hear what you actually said there.
What I'm asking of the group is, because I'm chair, I'm in a position where I'm not allowed to vote. So I'm asking, even though we haven't got a GSR for the Thursday evening, can I take the group conscience bring it to the area service committee regarding the car report.
But you're not going to.
So if there's no one against it,
you're not going to. I mean, today.
Why aren't you using the form, Tony? I mean, everybody should be using the form unless they have a problem with it, which is all the motions on a piece of paper. And we'll tally them. We're not going to, hopefully you're not going to spend the time going through the motions and saying yes, no, or maybe so. I mean, it should just be tallied. Every group should be able to do that.
Right, okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, Jay, but that I am not the group service representative.
Yeah, but if the group wants to submit a tally sheet, then the group submits a tally sheet. That's it.
Right.
I mean, okay. they can submit it to the area, or they can submit it to. Last time they did this, you could submit it directly to the office.
Right. So, okay.
This is more of a point of information more than anything else. Isn't this forum? I'm Michael. I'm Eric. Isn't this particular ASC meeting about looking at the motions, not voting on them, because they will not be voted on until, I believe, the March ASC?
Yeah, that's what I understood, and that's what I wanted to see. I thought we were just going to discuss them today and clarify. Rather than
clarity. Mm-hmm.
Rather than, I mean, so we're not actually going to take a conscience at this meeting.
No.
But in principle, Tony, when it does come to that, the group would like to have a voice, so I don't see why you can't carry it for the group.
Yeah.
And that's really all I need to know, because basically when we do a group conscience ourselves at that specific group and we find out what everyone's answers is, I can tally that up and fit in the form appropriately for that group. Okay. So with that, hang on, I can't see all that. So, okay. How would you like to do this, guys? Would you like me to read it out?
Hi, guys. I'm an addict. My name's Steve. I'm guessing you can see this. You can. This is just a draft of what we could use. And Jay's quite rightly pointed out that we don't need to. I can take all the required stuff off it. So where it says GSR, alt GSR name, we can stop that being a required answer. So that would be mean that, because otherwise it looks, if you haven't got a GSR, you can't do it. So we can take those bits and pieces out of that. I think the group name for the purpose of helping is important. We'll leave that in there. So really, part of, like, Michael's right, this is just a kind of toe in the water thing that we're trying to do here, I think, today, to just kind of have a look at this. I'm assuming that everyone is here, is interested, and has had an opportunity to look at this and maybe read the motions themselves. I think the idea behind this was to answer any questions anybody's got about the motions. So if they are going to be discussing it at the groups, that they've got some kind of foreknowledge, if you like, about maybe what some of it's about. That's really it, really, I think. And to help Michael as our RCM to get a bit of understanding and maybe a bit of a temperature of what the area feels about some of this stuff. So when he's at region in January and this is all going to be discussed, he feels a little bit more confident that he's got an idea of what the kind of consensus conscience, if you like, may or may not be from Higna in respect of these things. I mean, I think that's part of what the process of why we're here today. If does that make any sense? And what we're not asking.
It does.
Yeah, this isn't about saying, okay, let's vote on this today. That's not what this is about. This is about. No. This was just an opportunity to look at the motions. The reason, I took it upon myself to do this because it seemed to make sense to do it, to include if you look through this, each one is referenced with a page number, which takes you to the page number of the car. I mean, it looks as if the car is 190 pages long. It really isn't. It's only 60. But not having a reference to the page numbers makes it really difficult. So what I did was do that and created this, tells you what the motion is, what the basic intent is, and then you've got a page reference that you can use then to go to the car and have a look if there's any supporting material if you're interested in reading it to get a better understanding of each motion. Does that make sense? I mean, as much as anything else, part of what we're doing here today, are we happy with this form as it sits? And someone's already made a suggestion, which I think is a good one, that some amendments could be made to it with regard to this GSR name and all that sort of stuff. But the group name needs to be in there still. So I mean, we can look at all of that, and that can be changed if people would like it to be changed. I mean, I'm just being the messenger as such, whether it comes to that. We did this last year with a very minimum number of motions, and it worked well. So that's kind of really all I want to say about that. I'll shut up now. Thanks.
Right. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. I feel a bit like a duck out of water, to be quite honest, at the moment with this stuff. You know, I personally sat down and read through all these motions, and I don't know if we're doing this here, but for example, motion one to approve zoning delegates from seated zones to the settlers and trusts of the Fellowship Intellectual Party. What I'm reading there is that World Service wants to break up the area into zones around the world. So I'm not really sure about that, because my head went, well, does that mean they're all going to be the same language? It just put my head in a spin, to be quite honest, guys. So if I could get any help with that one, for example, I'd be interested.
Okay, well, I can answer that, Tony. But I mean, effectively, what you've got is a long-term policy by the World Service Conference to include zones as seated entities at the conference. In order to make that happen, effectively, if you consider the FIP Trust is effectively a set of guidelines which are used to define what the conference does and who has yes or no say. So they're looking at changing the wording. Currently, the FIPD doesn't include zones. No, it's not specific. Yeah, so it's not specifically guidelines, but what they're saying is the FIPT is meant to represent a legal document that defines what the trust is, and it enables the trust to define who has a say in the kind of application of the trust. So at the moment, it talks about regional delegates having votes. They are mentioned in it, and what this proposal is basically suggesting is what they want to do is to reword the trust to allow zones to be included. The ins and outs of why that is and what the long term plan of NA is in respect of the zones is kind of a separate question, really. It's whether or not
I can't really consider this because I'm not clear. I don't really understand quite what a zone is, to tell you the truth. Is there any chance that would, if we agreed to that, is there any chance that would result in double voting? You know, are people, can you define the difference between regions and zones, please?
That was what I was going to ask.
Yeah. Okay. So what zones are collections of regions. So the EDM, for instance, is a zone. European Delegates Meeting of Narcotics Anonymous that has representatives from all the regions around Europe and Egypt. Yeah. There you go. So yeah, there are 17 zones currently. So what I mean, in the US, for instance, the Northeast United States regions have got together and formed a thing called the Northeast Zonal Forum. And what that is a kind of interim service body between the regions or and the world, if you like, which are kind of all helping, coming together to share their experience, strength and hope about service and all that kind of good stuff. As it stands currently, there's a moratorium at the World Service Conference that suggests that the only zones that actually have a vote are zones who have within them regions that aren't seated at the World Service Conference. Not as yet, Joe. That's yet to be decided. There are some regions. There are a number of regions around the world that aren't seated at the World Service Conference. This is
right. Okay. Well, you know, as you're saying, as it stands at the moment, only those that aren't currently seated,
yeah,
get a vote as a zone.
Yeah. So my understanding of it, with the EDM, there are a number of regions in Europe which aren't currently seated at World.
Yeah, but that's how it stands at the moment, and they want to change it to all zones have a vote
at some point.
But then that would be some. So regions are seated,
yeah,
and a group of regions makes up a zone,
yeah,
and the zone is seated. Doesn't that? I mean, I know we're doing consensus based, etc., but doesn't that mean that any groups, for example, if they're a member of an area and that area is a member of a zone, wouldn't that mean double counting? It sounds like it would to me.
Yeah.
So then I'm voting against. I want to vote against that then.
Well, yeah, I would say this process isn't about saying whether or not what are asking us for our consciences. It's about getting some understanding about what the motion is actually asking of us initially.
I'm aware of that, but that doesn't sound right. That I'm just saying that. And now I understand what you're talking about. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And so I can put that to.
Yeah.
Well, John and I can discuss it because we're the only sort of regular members for the Tuesday.
Yeah.
Lunchtime. That's a bit of an odd one, is it not?
It is, a lot of this is based on stuff that's unfinished business from the last two World Service Conferences where they haven't been able to complete the full list of business that they had. So it's kind of old business.
Mm.
Some of this, which is reflected in the intent. I mean, if you've got any interest in it at all, what I'd recommend is reading the rationale behind all this on page 11 of the CAR as referenced.
Yeah.
And also to delve into the, in order to get full understanding of this and what the changes actually are, you need to then go into the amendments. I mean, the FIPT stuff is beyond most people. I mean, I find it fucking confuses me. So I mean, I think what motion one is asking for is this opens the door for that discussion to be kind of more set in stone, and it's a bit directive as far as I'm concerned from the World Board, because this is what they want. This is a World Board motion.
Exactly, it suits them in some way.
Yeah, absolutely.
May I ask a question?
Go ahead.
And this is more or less a kind of a thought experiment more than anything else. But let's say, because I know there's a future motion that's going to come up about online meetings. Let's say that several groups decide to become their own region online only. Would they be representing part of a zone, or would they be their own entity as a region?
Well, we'd have to be seated, first of all. They'd have to be seated, first of all. Mm-hmm. I mean, what you're talking about is something that I have I've thought about for some time, the possibility of a virtual or in inverted commas non-geographic region,
right?
Being, you know, so that then they we would that region would then have to be seated. That non-geographic virtual region would have to be seated,
right?
I mean, what's all this nonsense about being seated anyway? If groups of any, you know, if collections of any groups, they just are part mm-hmm. of NA. So, right. they, mm-hmm. you know, they should be seated, but, yeah, I'll shut up. Thank you very much for that, Steve. Well, that makes it very much clearer to me, and I will go back and read it in more detail.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why I ask this is because of the where does this motion lie in future possibilities for different groups or regions or zones? Is my personal, is what I'm just kind of a thought that I had. How would this particular motion sit? Let's say that in the future, the not, as Christine says, non-geographical region, via online, because that possibility is going to come up.
Yeah.
That's with the new technology, there's no, that's a gimme. So
yeah, I think that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, this is my understanding of it. The long-term strategic planning of the World Service of NOS and World Service Conference is ultimately to look at how they function as the fellowship continues to grow. I mean, one of the rationales behind this is the World Board are saying the conference is getting too big.
Right.
So therefore, the long-term strategic planning, if you like, involved around all of this is to say, well, if we start bringing the zones into the World Service Conference process, does that ultimately suggest that the regions will no longer be needed to will no longer be, have to attend because their conscience will be carried by the zones.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand what you're saying, you know, if it's a long-term drift towards zones rather than regions, in principle, that might work. But what's the interim arrangements while this long-term process is in process?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you're going to get an overlap, and you're quite right, I believe, Christine, and your concern about that is that what's going to happen is that you're going to have kind of, like you say, sort of double voting going on. I mean, that's a question that's come up many times, and the World Board members all have a vote. Does that mean that World Board members in good conscience don't vote in their local area? In their home groups, because that would mean that they would be getting effectively represented more than once or not. There's a kind of integrity thing around this, I think, which is kind of open to question as far as it goes. The concern, I think, for me is that what happens when the World Board is full with 18 members and there's only 17 zones? It would mean that the majority of the decision making would be coming from a bunch of individuals who are representing the World Board, who will almost certainly all be voting in favour of each other. You know, they're going to support the motions that they're making. So long term going down the road, some point. I mean, I see that as being a problem, but I mean, you know, that's not what motion one's asking. What motion one is asking is the fellowship happy and prepared to allow the wording of the FIPT Trust to be changed to the point where zones are acknowledged as being a part of the service structure, and therefore cited in the FIPT Trust as having some say on the operation of the trust? Yeah. That's my understanding of what this is.
Yeah.
and the way the trust is interpreted by the fellowship. Those owners are given a voice.
And when you're referring to the trust, are you referring to the legal document?
Yes.
Yeah, because the trust, the legal document isn't, the, you know, it's not the same as the trust in my understanding.
Yeah.
The because the legal document is defining the trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's, yeah, it does materially, it will change the way that the trust can be administered mm-hmm. on behalf of the fellowship by the trustee mm-hmm. who is, who are Norse. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's that motion. I mean, if you move on to the next one, for instance, I mean,
yes.
We'll try and rattle through this really. Okay, so the next one, to approve the revisions of the FIVT operational rules contained in Addendum B. And that is in relationship to inspection. As it stands, it reads that any region can go to the World Service Conference and ask, or go to NORS and ask for an inspection of the books. Without having to go to the World Service Conference. What this motion is proposing is that they're defaulting back again to old business, where the motion came to the floor in the last two cars with respect of changing that to the point where if a region wanted to inspect the books, they would have to bring a motion to the World Service Conference, and a majority of the regions at that conference would then have to vote on whether or not they felt that that was appropriate. If they said no, if the conscience was no inspections required, no inspection would take place. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. That's what they're asking about there. They want to change it from as it is now, that any area or any region in response to a group conscience saying we'd like to look at the books, goes to area takes it to region will say, yeah, that's a good idea, we'll do that, we agree with the rationale behind the need for an inspection of this, that, or the other, and that inspection could take place. As it, this is saying that that cannot happen. What has to happen is a motion has to be put to the conference to allow the conference to vote on whether or not they agree that the rationale behind the need to have an inspection about any point of any part of the of NORS's behaviour, whether that be financial or legal or anything else, would have to be approved by the conference as a whole before the inspection could take place. It's only ever happened once. This is their response: is shut the fucking door. So I mean, that's my personal opinion. This shuts the door.
Yeah. Well, I know what I think about that one. You know. So what they're saying is it gone big on everyone's screen, or is it just mine?
I've got it blown up
on your everyone's screen.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, I can't read it now. I mean, what they're saying is, yes, you can ask for an inspection, but we have to agree it before it'll happen. You know. Yeah.
That's basically what they're
trying to block the fellowship from asking questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It sounds like. That's my... Go ahead, Tony.
My name's Tony, and that was that's what I was thinking. Actually, what it actually it leaves it down to the board to actually make the decision anyway. But
pretty much.
I would like to ask another question. And the question, the members of the World the members of the World Board Committee, are they all recovering addicts, or is the percentage of them paid professionals by NORS?
No, the World Board is made up of NA members. The and I believe I don't know if there's any non-addicts working in the office. I don't believe so at this time. I mean, historically that was the case. That were a small number a small number of trustees, but there are no trustees anymore. It's all the world. It's all got replaced by one board.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So they're all addicts. Yeah. Yeah.
To be quite honest, the most important one for me was number four, motion four.
Yeah, I understand that. I'll just throw this out for you guys to help you understand this. In order to give clarity about what this motion is about, as an area, we actually asked our RCM to go to region and ask a question for clarity from the region treasurer. If this rule applied in the UK region, it would have meant that we'd have had to put a motion in to the UK RSC asking us to ask that if it was okay for us to ask mm-hmm. that fucking question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just bollocks.
Well put. Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, if that helps people understand what that motion's about, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What's the next one? Motion three, to approve the revisions in NA Intellectual Property Bulletin 1 contained at Addendum B. I mean, I don't know what they're actually asking. You're going to have to go in and read that for yourselves, guys. But again, it's more...
Can you unblow it up again? Can you push it back to a size where I can read it? Because it's just massive on the screen. I can only read...
Okay, you can adjust...
Useless.
Yeah, you can adjust that yourself. You should have a slider on your screen somewhere which will enable you to make it smaller, Christine.
All right, I see it now.
Bottom left. Got it? Because I have made it.
I've got some at the top. No, yeah, all that's doing is moving it up and down. Bottom left. All right, I see it now.
Yeah. I'm screen sharing this at 75%, so it's...
But it's not changing how it looks to me, Steve. That slider.
Okay, I don't. You should do. Depends which way you're taking it, really.
Because you're screen sharing, so what we're seeing is...
How's that? Is that better?
Projecting. It's off-centre now. I don't get it at all.
Okay.
I don't know why you changed it. Was there a reason why you changed it?
I'm showing it at 50%.
Well, can you share it so we can see the whole page? I mean, I've got a copy of it. I don't need to see that, but...
Okay, fine. Well, I'm sharing it. I can see that.
What's the point on having it up on the screen if it's only showing a little bit of the page? That's my...
Yeah, Christine, I'm sharing this at 50%. It's about a third of the size of my screen on a 13-inch
Yeah, but it's not showing the whole page, Steve, on mine. And the things that you're telling me to adjust, that's... All right, I've got it now. That's it. Perfect.
Fantastic.
Okay. Again.
Excellent. So it's operator error.
Move on, please.
Okay. Move on to... Yeah, okay, so, yeah... Again, this is all about subtle little changes that World Board want to make to the operational rules of the property bulletin. Again, read it, guys, if you need to get more information. Okay, so motion four is, yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I don't believe this is a motion at all. It's a statement of fact. Right, thanks, guys. Okay, next. But it's fairly obvious, really. Has everyone had an opportunity to read that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I mean, I find it interesting that this has come from the World Board, and I can't believe, I would like to find out whether or not any regions brought a motion similar to this for the car that we've been sort of, they did 2 years ago. It was quite a bit different from that. They did, yeah. So... Yeah, yeah. This is inevitable. This is.
Come here and talk to us if you.
Jake, Christine wants you to talk to us.
If you're going to, it's
The okay, Christine, the board there was a motion made at the last conference to deal with virtual meetings. Mm-hmm. The board spoke against it and it died. And when they first started the thing, there was almost 80% approval. And by the time the discussion was done, and this is what happened with the board, these consensus-based bullshit, oh, we're going to do straw polls until they get the answers that they want.
Yeah.
They spoke against it, and it died. It never got to be a motion. They were discussing the idea. So the board shot it down. This is it to because of the survey that was done during COVID, that 80% of the fellowship, the groups, think online meetings are regular meetings of Narcotics Anonymous. They want to deal with this. Because mm-hmm. if they don't deal with this, they're going to split. The fellowship is in disarray. Because people, based on what the people that don't believe in online meetings say that these meetings are not meetings. And the board and the office in the past have said that we only list these as a service. This gets rid of all that crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the board wants to deal with it now instead of waiting because it's contention in the fellowship. If they don't say that this is all right, the fellowship is in turmoil until it's dealt with. Because the fellowship has been in turmoil since we started these meetings a gazillion years ago.
This fellowship has been in turmoil since 1953.
Well, over lots of things, but not virtual meetings in 1953.
I just think it's kind of ironic that they put something up on virtual that say something about virtual meetings.
On the website. Oh yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, irony with a capital I.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, they had to do something because if you remember what happened at the beginning of COVID, mm-hmm. people were they were locking in. California got locked down. Other states got locked down. The world got locked down.
Yeah.
And if you can't go to physical meetings, what they stated and the emails around all over the place is go to the phone lines, go virtual because they were there. They didn't ask anybody. In that email, they said, we're shutting the doors to the office next Tuesday.
Good luck.
Good luck. And that's how it went. And that's what they did. I mean, I remember somebody sending me an email from Australia that this was, here's the email. Okay, great. I'm glad they talked to us. They didn't talk to anybody. They just did it because they had no choice. Mm-hmm. People were asking, what are we going to do? They're shutting down. You can't go anyplace. You can't have meetings. You can't go to buildings. Mm-hmm. So 3 years later now, they got to deal with it because online meetings, the general population of the fellowship has been to an online meeting, goes to online meetings on a regular basis, and if they
absolutely
don't...
knows that they are meetings.
That there are meetings and they are groups and people are functioning and they're trying to placate the fellowship and get the egg off their face. Because in the beginning, they said, I mean, they stated that these weren't meetings. Go back and look at the Wayback Machine on that page.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I know. I've been through all that.
I know what's
happened.
If they didn't deal with it now and they let it rest for another 3 years, since the conference is going to change from a 2-year cycle to a 3-year cycle, guaranteed, because it's more economical, they couldn't go to 26 with online meetings with a question mark behind them.
Absolutely.
And will they recognize an online region or not? Well, we'll see about online region. I don't think they'll recognize an online zone today. So, or a virtual zone today. Because that's been being discussed for the last 3 years. And right now there's only 15 zones. And if you go to the Higna group I've got a map of the zones there. There's only five zones that don't have unceded regions in them. Most of the zones have, no, only five zones that have no unceded regions. Most of them have unceded regions in them.
Yep.
Out of the 15. So it's, I wasn't aware. I thought all the zones had a vote at some point. No. So I'd have to look at that for clarity. In the end, what they want to do, I will guarantee this, that once the zones get a full vote within the next, I'll give it 2 to 3 conferences, so 10 years, there will be no reason for regions to come to California. The zones can represent them, and there will be less than 50 people making decisions for the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. That's what they want.
Thank you, Joe. Michael, for your information, that you might, that if this comes up, you might be aware, you might not be aware, but mm-hmm. I looked the other day.
Right.
NAWS have changed the way that you look for web-based meetings on their website. On the mm-hmm. meetings finder, you used to have to go to the country of web or the country of phone to search for meetings. They did this, so I mean, they've made, I think they've probably made a bit of an assumption that this is going to pass, because what you have to do now is you have to go to the country that you're looking for the meeting in, and select online or phone meetings from that list. So mm-hmm. so they've done that without direction of anybody, and they've always insisted that they can't make any changes to the meetings list without direction from the fellowship to us. I've got that in writing.
Yeah, from them. I remember that too.
Yeah, absolutely. So that has now changed. So if something comes up about this region, you can let the UK region know that in order to find online meetings on the NA or website meetings finder, they now have to go to the UK region, and you'll see it on the list. I've raised the issue with the website, the comms committee chair, to say that that's now happened. Because the NAWS meetings list is wildly out of date. They've got our Sunday meeting as an in times of illness meeting. It hasn't been an in times of illness meeting for years. So that means that the UKNA meetings.
Yeah, it's more than 4 years, because it happened after my last relapse.
There you go. So it's a long time. So the meeting's wildly out of date. But I think what I'm saying is that the office have already made the changes required to support, or started making the changes required to support this motion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That took place in between, and I can be specific, that took place between August the 15th and September the 1st. I've done the research on it. Right. That
August
is that
the 15th is my clean date, so no, that's...
There you go. So that's a bit of information that needs to be put out there to the UK region, really. I mean, that's something. So if this comes up in discussion, there's a little footnote. You could actually raise that and say, look, you know, we are aware of that, because the caveat remains. They're still listing the web-based meetings as a courtesy, and they're not necessarily acknowledged as part of the service structure, but they've changed the way that you look for them, so that you can mm-hmm. no longer go for country of web and get meetings out information. Mm-hmm.
Country of web.
Yeah, that's what it used to be, but it's now, you now have to go to the region in which the meeting is notionally sitting. Okay. So if we're done with that, are we done with that, guys? Do we want to move on to that?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So the next one, and again, all this stuff is page reference. So if you want to get more information, go to the car, and I'll carefully put the page reference. The next one is his, her own language and culture. Is to do with the vision, the vision, they want to change the vision statement, the vision for NA services. And they want to change, they want to take out his, her, or her own to their own.
Yeah.
That's all that motion is asking, which kind of makes sense. It sort of degenderizes it completely, takes the question off the table, right?
Yeah.
So that's all that is.
Is there only the three of us going to, four of us going to speak? Is everybody, they've all gone.
I know.
Fucking hell.
That's the way it is, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's how it is.
I was speaking to the chair of East Coast Scotland ASC this morning, and he said he raised the question of the car at their last ASC, and the unanimous decision was we're not interested. There's a snapshot.
I just shared that in the meeting that we've just had. I knew that would happen.
Right, Steve, can I ask a question of you?
Yep.
In reality, in the UK at the moment, we're made up of a number of regions.
Areas.
Of areas, yeah? But 36. Then,
yep.
Right, the 36 areas, which is then is broken down to the 11 regions, I think it is. Is it?
No. I mean, UK&A is a region. The UK&A region, represents 36 stroke 37 areas.
Right. Have we, or do you know of how many of those regions actually have allowed online meetings to be part of their area?
You mean areas, yeah. You mean areas, not regions?
Yes.
How many areas in the UK are currently embracing online virtual meetings? Good question. Don't know. Some are struggling with it. Some aren't struggling with it. That's a good question.
Yeah, because for example, that for me, that's one of the most important motions on the table at the moment. Yeah. Now, so for example, Michael goes to region. He votes that. Yeah, we've done the X, Y, and Z, and this is what we're voting yes for our area to be part of the bigger bit, our area to be part of the bigger picture. Yeah?
Yeah.
But then we've got, what I'm feeling is are we really getting our voice heard?
Absolutely. I mean, we are a seated area of region. So any conscience that we as an area put out will be registered and added to the whole of the conscience that comes from the UK region from the other areas should they come up with a conscience.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, yes, we are being heard. I mean, I can't see motion four, if that's what you're talking about. I can't see motion four failing. Yes. I mean, particularly. Yeah, particularly within the UK, because I mean, the UK has got a history of online meetings, and they've also got a history of seating online areas. So, I mean, there are currently three virtual areas seated in the UK region. So mm-hmm. I can't see the UK region failing that motion. So I mean, our conscience would obviously be
three virtual areas. What are they? There's us.
There's us. There's a UK based Farsi area. And yeah. There's also a broader Farsi area, which is kind of encompasses meetings in other parts of Europe. That is also seated because they were seated. They were the most recently seated area in the UK region. Michael probably know more, but he was there, I think, when they did that.
Yeah.
Because they have most of their service is done through members that are in the UK. But they seated them, so they were kind of happy. So, I mean, UK regions ahead of the game. But, I mean, one thing World Services have always said was that that's the actual final decision of all of this in autonomy is up to the regions. And there are a number of regions around the world that are now seated virtual areas, including Chicago, that I know of recently, Australia definitely, because they see it down at home, stuff like that. So I mean, it's Brazil, yeah. So I mean, it's and there are probably countless other examples. I mean, how well those service bodies are supporting those virtual meetings is the real question, which is hence why we've got the issue going on with a groups in the UK looking to possibly come to Higna because they feel that they're not getting their needs met. That might happen, but if motion four passes, it means that there is the jury's in. End of story. You know, virtual meetings are real. I mean, either deal with it or don't. You know, it's that's I mean, currently in the UK, there are still about 430 virtual meetings out of over 1,200.
Well, let's get it put down on paper, basically. I think that would be, personally a good idea, that, we're real. Hey, we're real.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, well, yeah, really, guys? Okay, thanks very much. I mean, I see motion four as more as close as you're ever going to get to an amends from the world board for saying, actually, sorry, guys, yeah, we really fucked up there. We should have done this fucking 3 years ago or 20 years ago or whatever, so it is what it is. So, okay. I don't know. What's motion six? Translation policy. Six locally developed personal stories to be included in the translated sixth edition basic text if the stories have first been published in the Little White Book of that language. These stories will be placed in their own section in our member shares with the following language preceding them. So what they're asking is that they can put foreign language stories into the basic text from different members.
As a translator, well, one's going to translate.
Yeah.
Not to the English.
No, absolutely. So if a basic text is available in India, it would contain personal stories from Indian members in their own language.
Well, that seems logical.
Yeah. It's just, that's fairly logical. I mean, I'm sure World Board would be delighted.
But it's precedent because, I mean, we have our UK personal stories, even though we're speaking roughly the same language.
In a version of the White Book, that's very true.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and in the basic text, is it not?
No, not in the basic text.
But in the White, yeah, so there is precedent. I don't see there being any problem with that one.
No. So, I mean, I think what they're asking for is that will be acceptable policy for every...
What's the cost?
Okay. I mean, if you want to, I'm sure the World Board have included the costs in that. All there is here is the intent to better reflect our vision that every addict in the world has a chance to experience our language in their own language and culture, yada, yada, yada. There'll be some cost implications included in that, but that would be on page 24 of the car. So if you want to read that, go have a look. But I mean, there obviously would be a cost. And I'm sure at the end of the day, it means that the World Board will sell more basic text to that country.
Hmm. So, am I? Go ahead, Christine.
I was just going to say, it is logical, but in any case, it's what they want.
Kind of, yeah. Okay, it does make sense. I mean, there'd be nothing to stop us say, okay, well, getting someone who's clean on the screen to write their story in a book, copy of the basic text, and we can have a copy of the text for the virtual notional region at some point in time. Maybe that'll happen. Who the fuck knows, but it's like, that's an opportunity that could be looked at, I guess. Press this button, get a virtual story, pop out of the page. Be great. Okay, so motion seven, and I believe, motion seven's housekeeping. They want to extend the board members' terms of service to fulfill the next upcoming World Conference cycle, which I believe will mean that current World Board members will be seated until 2029.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
2026,
right.
If it goes to a three-year cycle.
Yeah, if it goes to a three-year cycle. So that's a housekeeping thing. I don't think that's really... I don't even know why that's a motion, and that's a decision that could be made on the floor of the fucking conference. I don't see why we need to vote on that, because they were going to do it anyway.
So how does one get voted in on the World Board?
Good question.
I'll hand you over to Jay. No, he says, okay, what happens is people submit, in the past, you were able to submit a resume through the Human Resource Panel and the NA.org kind of list. You could put your name. If you've got 10 years or more, you could submit your name. You could propose yourself as a World Board member. That changed a number of years ago, and that now means that in order to become a World Board member, you first of all have to go to your region and say, would you support me in my endeavor to become a World Board member? If that gets endorsed, that then goes to the thing called the Human Resource Panel. that will look at your resume, go through the process of shortlisting. Then those individuals are interviewed by the human resource panel, either virtually or in real time, if they happen to be next door to wherever it is they're meeting. And then a shorter list is then given to the World Board. The World Board look at that, and then they will select from that shorter list members that they feel would be appropriate to be World Board members, at which point those members are then proposed at the World Service Conference as potential World Board members.
Okay.
Does that answer? I mean, basically, it's already a closed shop.
Yeah.
You know, they have to. They're only going to approve people that are going to be yes men, aren't they? The sponsees and things.
Well, yeah. I mean, with all due respect, I don't. Yes men or no men, it's not. That's not the essence of my question, but thank you very much for that. I think I agree with. But here's the thing I want to know too. If that's the case, who pays for this?
Who pays for what, Marshall? For World Board members?
Yes. Who pays for the applicant, for lack of a better word, to go to? Do they go face to face to this, or
when you say the applicant, somebody who isn't on the World Board, the travel for the World Board members is paid for by the fellowship. They fly first class. They stay in first class hotels. And we're supposed to be all right with that because that's part of the amount of service that they do. If you ever go to a world convention, you cannot get near a World Board member because they're surrounded by staff, and they're afraid that somebody's going to hurt them.
So they have paparazzi anyway.
Well, it's not paparazzi. It's more like people keeping other people. Well, it's not even acolytes. It's employees keeping the fellowship away from the World Board members, unless you're brought into the fold that it's all right. The World Board member says, yes, I will talk to this individual.
Right.
So you just can't walk up to a World Board member and start talking to them at a convention.
Right. Okay, I'm going to start backwards to go forwards here. So, well, in other words, a person who wants to be a part of the World Board does not have to be a regional delegate.
No.
It could be anybody, even as long as they have 10 years clean and done service in Narcotics Anonymous, any one of the people with more than 10 years, like yourself, Jay, and Steve, and Tony.
You can submit a resume to the conference. The office is always looking for people's resumes to be submitted. If they think you are qualified enough and they want you, they will get a hold of your region, and the region will rubber stamp your thing, and then you go through the process. The regional thing is a rubber stamp unless you want to push the region to make a motion, to make a nomination on the floor, but that's a mess. And it never works well today. I mean, in the past, before the change in the thing, you were nominated from the floor to be on one of the boards, because there were three boards at that point. Now there's only one board, and they created the HRP, which is a human resources panel that you submit your resume to. And my question has always been, in a spiritual fellowship, why do you need a resume? If you're willing to do service, then you say, I'm willing to do service, and you state why I'm willing to do service. You're not interviewed. That's not what it's about.
Well, just for clarity, you just said, in the region that I'm in right now, they always ask you to give your service resume here in order for any position that's like treasurer or vice chair or anything.
That happened because of the human resources panel and getting to that, it flowed whatever way you want to consider it flowed when they created the human resources panel at a world level, because they got rid of the subcommittees and then created the human resources panel. And when they did that, it flowed down to the regions and even to the areas that, oh, okay. Do you submit resumes? No, I just ask you a few questions.
Yeah. If I was done that in the UK, before my original relapse, when I got to 13 years clean, it was the practice then to ask people what their service experience. They didn't call it a CV, but they'd ask people to what their service experience was.
Mm-hmm.
In order to establish whether that person had the necessary experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a case of what service positions have you held? Did you see it through to the full term? You know, did you do it for a couple of months and then resign? Yep. It was more about that than a traditional CV, mm-hmm. as in the outside world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, the reason why I ask that is because of this motion at region at world. It sounds like it eliminates a few people, such as if somebody wants to do so from the UK, they could be easily disregarded because they're in the UK or in Russia because they're from Russia or any of the other zonal forums or any other countries outside of the U.S. And then,
well, no, Michael, the reality of it is the World Board is eliminating people in the U.S. because they can't control people in the U.S. and bringing more people on that they have done the development in the particular areas or regions or zones, because they're more in line with what the board is doing, because the fellowship got there through the board. If you look at what the board members do and how they travel, they think they should be the ones doing fellowship development, not the locals.
Right.
So when they go, I mean, the board members go places around the world and bring Narcotics Anonymous to those places, and they have in the past for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the local fellowships are more beholden to the board than the states, because we generated Narcotics Anonymous ourselves,
right,
through people. Through local fellowships, through the region next door, through an area next door, and
mm-hmm.
over time, less and less Americans or people in this part of the world are on the board, and more people from outside of the country are on the board.
Oh,
so
okay.
the UK, I mean, the board is made up of probably less than 30%. I'd say 30% from the United States. The rest of it's from all over the place.
Okay. Right.
They're looking for people that will think, and they won't say this, but they're looking for people that will think more along the lines that the current board and their current vision, because they are the vision for the fellowship. No, I'm serious. If you listen to what they say when they don't think anybody is listening to them,
mm-hmm.
and I have heard them say this, new board members say this, and where would they get it from? Okay. If you just leave us alone, we would take care of the fellowship.
Okay.
I mean, we know what's best because they think at this point that they speak for the addict that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Not the addict that's here, but the addict that's... And that's a problem.
Yeah. So getting back to the motion here, it sounds like that if they extend it a year,
it's all they're doing is somebody's term is up at this conference. They're or getting ready to come up in the middle of the conference because they're changing their cycle.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going from 2 years to 3 years, so mm-hmm. they would extend their term an extra year. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did.
They did it at the last conference with a couple of people, and it really is. I mean, they're just trying to get everything in line.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would remind you guys that there was a motion in the UK region to do the same for our regional delegates when the conference cycle got screwed up with. So, well, this is housekeeping. I just on the back of this conversation we're having here, I just want to this is from tradition four. Whether we choose to utilize these services is up to the group.
Right.
So whether or not we choose to kind of engage in any of this stuff is kind of ultimately up to us. And as we have a choice as an area to say, well, does this actually concern us or not? Do we even need to be thinking about it? So when you're talking about, I think what I'm trying to say here is, if you want to kind of talk to the groups about this, some of this stuff is kind of irrelevant. I mean, it's not irrelevant. None of it's actually irrelevant, but it's not, does it concern us? And this is just housekeeping. And I think motion seven is most to say. So, I mean, we've got 25 of these motherfuckers to get through, guys, if you want to go through this today. What have we got going on here?
Motion eight.
So the motion eight is much the same. Result of COVID pandemic to suspend the World Convention of NA rotation policy. Because after 2024, to allow the World Board to determine what is possible and practicing moving forward, and then seek approval from conference participants. I think what they're suggesting there is that rather than throw it open to bids from countries and that be approved based on the fact that there were so many problems experienced in Australia, for instance, which was cancelled twice because of COVID-19, they want to be in a position where they look at the available bids and make a determination based on that of which ones are going to be most appropriate to then propose to the fellowship of saying, well, we can easily do a world conference in this country, but we can't necessarily easily do one in that country, and then only propose the ones to where it's going to work. That's what I understand that to be, which kind of makes sense from them from a financial point of view. Australia would have been a nightmare because most people would have struggled to even get into Australia, let alone attend a world convention. So it was always going to lose money.
The reality of it is every world convention outside of the United States loses money.
True. Yeah. So they just want a little, what they're asking for is a bit more kind of control over.
And it has since.
Yeah.
The beginning.
Yeah, so well, I mean, the final line of the intent sums it up. Board and by conference participants, what is possible and practical in the future? So I'm going to just look in it, so what's going to work, what isn't going to work before we decide, make a decision. So again, I think that's a prudent. I think it makes fucking absolute sense, no matter what else they're doing.
Sorry, you go on, whoever that was.
That was me, Michael. Then just for the record, everybody, just if you want to expand about some of these questions, and so Steve or Jay doesn't have to feel, or myself, doesn't have to feel like we have to have the answers to it, there is a car workshop going to be held here in the UK online. Yep. And I can put up that information too. So I'm ultimately as guilty as anyone else asking a lot of questions, but just for the clarity, if you need to talk about with a little bit more clarity from the regional delegate,
that has a little bit more information about some of these motions, then we can also, you can go to that and talk to them about it. So that kind of.
Thank you, Michael. I think you already put those details up on the WhatsApp group, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing that's missing is because they haven't announced it yet is what the links will be to attend them. But there's three, January, February, and March, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And for anybody who's outside of the UK, anybody who's interested in going, it can go. It's not yeah. just the UK. It is anybody who's interested. And if you want to either blow smoke or in there, if you want to blow some smoke or let off some steam, that's the place to do it.
I mean, on the back of Ocean 8, by the way, just to let you guys know as well, Michael, I think you're probably aware of this too, the UK region has put in a potential bid for a world convention, I think in 2020, whenever that, well, it's at some point in the future, as part of the fact that the European area zone is up for bids for the World Service Convention, I think in 4 years' time, but I'm not quite sure how that works. So they have actually registered an interest. The UK region has registered yeah. interest in hosting the next European World Convention, the next World right. Convention due to be in Europe. So we've put there's been an intent put out there. Yeah. Okay, so it's open for consideration. So under those rules, it would be practical to have a world convention in the UK because there is no COVID in the UK and we'll let anybody in.
No okay. COVID.
No COVID. Okay, so what have we got going on here? So the motion.
That's why Steve is in Florida.
There's no COVID here either. The motion 9 is relating to something we were alluding to in this conversation, that they're looking to extend the World Service Conference on a trial basis to a 3-year period mm-hmm. to take place in
2026
and 2029 for those
three cycles.
For those two cycles, yeah. That my understanding is that, and I got this from the regional delegate fairly recently, is one of the, or some other information I read, I think it's in the background information as well on the car, is that they are proposing that they will hold in between those, so over a 3-year period,
virtual.
They will be holding a virtual conference. So in fact, there'll be a yearly conference, not a triannual conference, which is quite an interesting development. So that's, I mean, from a financial point of view, that's going to save the fellowship a lot of money, or could potentially. But again, the implications on that, we'll be looking at having to change the periods of service of things like regional delegates, which is currently two. If you're a regional delegate, is expected to attend 2 conferences currently over a 4-year period.
Is that what it says?
In the UK, if this happens, it would mean that in order for a regional delegate to attend 2 conferences, it would extend the period of service for a regional delegate in the UK to
12 years.
To effectively
12 years.
So six years as an alternate and 6 years as.
Yeah, they ain't ever going to happen.
No.
So there's all kinds of implications around this, even though the idea of a 6-year, a 3-year cycle is prudent.
Oh, yeah, no, 3-year cycle is a good deal. You're just not going to serve 2 conferences.
You're really not.
No.
You're going to serve 1.
Yeah, you might get 1 physical and 1 virtual in for that.
Right. Well, you can get a couple of virtual in and a physical and go from there. Yeah. You're not going to serve 2 physical conferences.
Yeah. So that's pretty self-explanatory, I think.
Yeah,
that helps people to understand what that's about. So motion 10 relates to what I just said was that's the one that's talking about an interim virtual World Service Conference in the middle of the conference cycle. That's basically that they have a legal obligation in California to do that, by the way. They have to do that every 2 years, as far as I'm aware. So it'd be a bit like the 2023 cycle that they've done. So that's you know, if 9 passes, 10 has to do in order for them to be responsibly legally to their position as an incorporated company in California, NA World Services, that is. But that's kind of
Countries doesn't have any obligations, any government or laws of any country. But what so you're talking about World Services, which is a different entity.
Yeah.
You're talking about NOS. You're talking about Narcotics Anonymous World Services, which is the office, has to distribute the financials a minimum of every 2 years.
Yeah. So that has to be approved by the conference to enable them to, and they have to. They have as an incorporated company business. They have an obligation to get their financial record and projection for the next period approved. If they don't do that, they're actually breaking their own rules of incorporation within California. So I mean, there are certain things that need to be done financially, that decisions need to be made on a more regular basis and every 3 years. So if 9 passes, motion 10 has to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, but I'm sorry, I was getting myself ready to come out to the park where I am now, when you were talking about the conference cycles and that. I don't see why there has to be any face-to-face conference ever these days.
I'd say one every 5 years.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, I mean, it's just a ridiculous strain on finances.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think that question was brought up last year, and I think the conscience was that it was kind of undecided. I think, bear in mind that this is an interim decision. Motion 9 is an interim decision for the next 2 cycles, so after 2029 they would be reviewing it. They just want to try it as an experiment to see if it works, and it's a bit of a kind of middle ground, because they're suggesting we'll extend the conference cycle and we'll have virtual stuff in the middle of it. So it's not like it's going to be every single conference would be physical. So I guess that's a bit of a salt to that idea, Christine. You're right. I mean, it may well be after 2029 the decision would be made by the conference to say, actually, fuck it, we're done. Let's just go virtual anyway. Well, I don't seem like that. Can't see it happening. Because they like to get people on the ranch. Whip them into opinions. Okay, so yeah, what else have we got?
Can I just come in a second, guys? Tony,
please do.
Addict.
Go ahead, Tony.
You know, what my difficulty is, and the real thing is, like, you know, fortunately, Steve, you sent this to the WhatsApp group, the motions tally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, as it is, we've been on it for an hour and 20 minutes, yeah, and we're up to motion 11, and we're supposed to have a group conscience about this, and I'm like, wow, yeah, how can I physically do this? It's impossible.
It's
so my suggestion maybe to the GSR would be to ask each group member to have a copy of the motions list, and they tick it off or number it from 1 to 25, giving their personal view on each point, so that the GSR of the meeting can collate that information over a period of time, rather than in one group conscience. How does that sound?
Tony, I understand where you're coming from, but the bottom line is there's what, 5 of us participating in this. now, it's not going to happen in group. What I've been, what I've said to people is I've given them a link to the car, and I will also provide them with a link to the tally.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up, Christine. I can't hear you, Christine.
Wait a minute.
It's also my understanding, while we're getting Christine back. Am I up? Yeah. If you want me to, I can go to each meeting and see if I can talk to the group and see how they're, and kind of get a feel of what they think, the motions, how that pertains to their group, or whichever motion they feel is important to their group.
That's a great.
And get a feel on that, and that way, when we vote on it at whenever we have our next area,
yep,
that's what I'll take to region.
Absolutely, I think as well. You
our
know,
next area,
the next January, area, that will be January at some point. I think there is an element here of like trusted servants going on here. I mean, we are trusted servants,
yeah,
trusted by our groups to actually make decisions to do the service we're asked to do. I mean, I think possibly that it's up to each individual group to make a decision as whether they want to make any in-depth discussion. If, as Christine, I think, was suggesting that this document is made available to anybody in Higna that wants to read it, can read it, which can be easily done. The PDF could be put out there. The link to the PDF could be put. It's on the website anyway, so you can create a link and say, if you want to have a look at this, go there. If you're not interested, don't worry about it. If there's any questions you've got about any of the particular ones that you might have concerns with, let us know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And move it forward like that. I mean, my understanding really is that we've been a consensus-based kind of area forever,
right.
More so than you know, it's like, is it, so the question is always, has anybody got any objections to this? Rather than, you know, who agrees with this is the easiest question to answer, really. Moving forward with it, but I agree with you, Tony. It doesn't. This is time-consuming stuff, and I wonder whether or not, on the basis of that, that we've got two more motions, world board motions to look at. Do we want to kind of say, well, okay, let's draw a line under that for now,
yeah,
and then come back to the regional motions at another date, maybe in January at the ASC, we could do that, but rather than try and get through all of this today. Is that worth thinking about?
I tend to agree with that motion.
The world motions are a little bit kind of it requires a bit more conversation, but the regional ones don't, because they're kind of self-explanatory or not. So let's go. Can we just jump to 13? I think that's what it is. Yeah, 13.
Well, we've got motion 11 is a no-brainer. I think what they're suggesting is on the back of motion 9, again, this is about extending the length of time that the car is available before. It's currently 150 days. They're suggesting that they should make it 100 in a 3-year cycle. They would make the car available 180 days in front of the conference, which I think is a great idea. Terms of
30 days, extended by 30 days.
Which give regions more time to look at the material, because I think the assumption would be there'll be more material, which would be inevitable, I guess. I mean, so I think that's so. And the last World Board motion, I believe, is 12, which is related to money. It's to change the current policy of NA World Services automatically funding delegates from fees from seated regions zones to World Service Conference funding available upon request. So, in other words, regions currently you have to opt out of World Service Conference funding to send your delegates. what they're saying is to change that you would need to opt in to have funding available for your regional delegates to attend the conference.
That's how I read
it. UK opts out of that right now. It's a fairly simple motion. Again, it's housekeeping, I think. But for countries, regions that don't have as much money, I mean, Michael posted the other day, the UK region took £111,000 last year as in contribution.
Wow.
So we can afford this stuff. Other regions aren't as well off as we are. But so the difference now is that they have to opt into, they have to request the funding.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that means they're going to have to kind of come up with in detailed treasury reports and all that bullshit to justify they're opting in or not, I don't know. But as it stands at the moment, it's an opt-out clause.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but therefore, say for example, UK region, if they wanted to send a delegate, they have to pay for it. You know, they would just stop back that amount of money. They would do a cost evaluation or whatever. Say it's going to cost them $3,000 to do that, or $5,000, or whatever it is, and they'd hold that money back.
Well, I guess that's absolutely. I mean, there's always been the option. I mean, it's the same at region. I mean, if your area wants to send an RCM to region and can't afford it, you contact region and say, we'd like to send the RCM. We actually haven't got any money. That's the way the UK works.
Yeah.
Don't we have somebody currently in the UK that lives in Spain that has been nominated, approved of being on a panel? Or, I mean, not a panel, but a...
Resource,
yeah.
Yeah, that was defined. That was clarified. That it meant that if that individual wants to be of service at the UK region and attend physically, the region would be willing to pay whatever the cost was from his point of entry to the UK to the location of region should he choose to go, not the entire journey from Spain to the UK.
If we attend physically, who pays for it?
If we can afford it, we would. If we couldn't afford it,
no. Is the policy of the UK region to pay for their delegates to come to the RSC?
No. Yeah, well, no.
No, because the last time we did this, before they threw us out, we got money back, but we had the money to pay. So is the policy of the UK region the same as the policy of the WSC, where they pay for everybody to come? And the reason they did that is they did that after I was an RSR that goes back that far, because they thought they would get more money coming in if the regions didn't have to pay for their delegates to come. And guess what? Just like anything else, if you quit smoking, the money that you spend on your cigarettes doesn't go in your pocket into your bank. It goes someplace else, because that's the way it works.
Absolutely.
And that's what happened with the money. The travel money is regions found other things to do with it, and they didn't send it in. So they're going back. I think if they want to do this, everybody's opted out. Done. And if somebody needs to get reimbursement, then they have to ask. And it's just, okay, they're asking, so we're going to pay for them.
Is that what that says?
That's everybody's opted out?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not going to get any more money either way.
No.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
And I would bring that up at the UK region, because the UK region pays for everybody to come.
No, it's the it's an opt-in thing. If you want to get help to support you to attend region, you have to ask for the money. They don't automatically pay for RCMs to attend region.
Okay.
Yeah, because I had to ask for the money to go to region to Aberdeen.
Yeah,
you had to ask for money to go to.
We paid for that. Mm-hmm. Paid for that. So as an area, we
you asked Higna to pay for that because that's part of the cost. You didn't ask the region to pay for that.
No, I did not.
No.
Okay.
And it would, I wouldn't ever expect anybody to attend region on behalf of an area to have to pay out of their own pocket. Because that precludes people who haven't got the money from that bit of service should they choose to do it. So that's an automatic.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, if you don't have the money, honey, you can't do that service. It's easy.
It's never been that way, though.
It had, Christine. It has been that way, and it wasn't. It was in the UK at the point because nobody had any money. I got a stipend that paid for my hotel. I paid for my meals. I paid for my airfare to go to the conference.
Yep.
You know what? I didn't have the money. I got there because that was my service.
Yeah.
And the reality of it is we're trying to level the playing field. And you know what? It's not a level playing field, period. It's not.
Well, of course it isn't, because they've made sure it isn't.
Well, no, it comes down to that they want it both ways. And they're trying to figure out how to make more money because they're not, the money isn't coming in. Through, I mean, the Seventh Tradition has never supported the conference. Sales of literature is what supported the office.
Yes.
And in the end, the office isn't making the money that it used to make. And that's why they keep coming out with literature, because nobody, I mean, how many basic texts do you need to buy? How many basic texts does anybody have? You got one basic text, maybe two, unless you're a freak like me and you have 50. But the reality of it is I won't buy a sixth edition of the basic text.
Yep. Yep. I
feel the same way about that bloody spiritual principle of day nonsense.
There you go. I mean, and they come out with the books because they could. They're trying to generate income.
Well, we know that. Yeah.
So anyway, guys, if I'm kind of helping Tony facilitate this process, that's the end of the World Board Motion.
Done.
If we want to,
thank you very much, Steve.
If we want to reconvene at another date or look at this in January prior to.
Yeah.
We'll have another AST prior. That just leaves, I think there's 12 world and the remaining of the 25 are all regional motions. We could go through those in January very quickly. Or if anybody's got any questions, fire them at myself or Michael. And I'm sure between the pair of us and or attend those, the upcoming car workshops from the regional delegates that will be.
I think the regional motions are a lot easier to understand.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, so I'm glad we've done this bit with the World Board proposed motions, because I've got a lot of background that I was missing during my missing years.
Yep. Okay.
And. And I've got my head around it all a bit better now, but for the regions that have been for the motions that have been proposed by regions, I kind of understood this on the first reading.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we should set a date for the next ASC.
Okay, that makes sense. What?
Yes, exactly. I agree. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to look at my. I think. I wonder how everyone feels about the Monday, the 2nd of January.
Sounds good to me.
For the area service committee after this same meeting. So how does everyone feel about that? I'd be all right with
it. Oh, but, you know, this is Scotland and that's a national holiday, but it's no problem to me because I won't be nursing a hangover, God willing.
Yeah, Mark, that's for sure.
Do you know when
has anyone got any objections about Monday the 2nd of January at 2:05?
No.
Excellent. So I'm going to write that down. Monday the 2nd of January at 2:05, we'll have our area service committee. Also, along with that, we'll look at the car report within that. Okay, guys?
Yep. Fantastic.
I'd like to thank Steve for helping me out with them all. I'd like to thank everyone, guys, yeah? And I'd like to also take this opportunity to say Happy Christmas to everyone here and have a Merry New Year. Yeah, and the grace of God goes with you all, guys. So, with that, all we need to do is close the meeting. So today I'm going to ask Michael, would you like to close the meeting today with a serenity prayer, brother?
I'd be more than honored to do so for you, Tony. A moment of silence for the still suffering addicts inside and outside these rooms. And let's spare a thought to the one who may have missed the meeting because they're still in the disease. To the higher power of your understanding or non-understanding, he, she, it, they, or them. God.
God.
Wisdom to know the difference.
Thank you all.
Keep coming back. It works.